You're tuned to Colorado Matters from KCFR News. I'm Ryan Warner. Students who are exposed to arts in the classroom have better test scores and are more likely to stay in school. That's according to a recent survey of schools by Colorado Council on the Arts. Executive Director Elaine Mariner says the state requires arts in K-12 education, but she says,
we have no idea to what extent they're being taught in the schools because they're not assessed in the standard CSAP test, and so we want to know to what extent schools are teaching to the standards.
The council surveyed schools with help from the Colorado Department of Education. Both were curious how districts include art. Mariner says the state requirements are clear.
There are standards in visual arts, music, dance, and theater that speak to understanding those art forms, comparing, contrasting, being able to show evidence of capacity based on grade level. So it's exactly the same as any of the other academic disciplines.
The survey went to principals at every public school in the state, around 1,700 of them. About a quarter of principals responded from a range of districts, urban, rural, and suburban, and ones in both wealthy and poor communities. Elaine Mariner says principals who said they limited their art offerings gave a couple of reasons why.
While money is a challenge always, it actually is time. Principals had difficulty finding the time to bring more arts into their schools because of the challenge with they talk about the higher stakes testing and the need to teach to the test is an expression that you hear.
Despite those challenges, the survey found that more than 90% of elementary schools in Colorado are offering some kind of arts education. It's somewhat less in middle and high schools. Researchers who analyzed the data found that students who had more art in the classroom did better on standardized tests. And they say that was true across the board.
I think that was one of the most surprising findings because many people would say, well, of course, a Cherry Creek School District, for example, would have high scores. But we found that as long as the schools had more arts opportunities for their students, those schools correlated with these higher test scores and lower dropout rates, absolutely regardless of whether it was rural or urban or their socioeconomic status.
But some education advocates challenge the finding. Alexander Ooms writes for the blog Education News Colorado, and he reads the research differently. Yes, he says some schools have both arts ed and high test scores, but that doesn't mean the two are connected. Ooms thinks there's a place for art in school, it just shouldn't be a priority.
In education, we really need to focus on academics. I mean, we now have in Colorado, in eighth grade math, I mean, over half of Colorado's eighth graders are not proficient in math. By the time you get to 10th grade, it's more. It's over two-thirds. And I don't think you solve that problem by increasing art. I think you solve that problem by increasing math.
But according to some educators in Loveland, arts can help kids learn math or any other subject. A program called LISA, Loveland Integrated School for the Arts, includes the arts in virtually every subject. It's in its second year, and it's the only school of its kind in Colorado. I asked Program Director Dave Stewart for an example of how teachers use art, even when that's not the subject.
I was in a classroom just the other day where a social studies teacher was teaching geographic regions of the United States, and he talked to the class about, you know, I can set up here and spend the day explaining it to you, but you know where it is in the book. What I want you to do is take your geographic region and I want you to develop artwork, either your own creation or find artwork out there that represents that to you. And then I also want you to either find some music or write some music that defines that geographic region to you. They would do a presentation to the class where the artwork would be shown, the music is playing in the background, and the student is explaining, well, I picked classical music for the plains regions because it's rolling, it's smooth, and it's that way. I picked heavy metal music because it's the mountain region, and it's sharp, and it's loud, and it's in your face. And students are making that cognitive connection between what music or art says to them to a geographic region. And they hold those concepts in their mind because of that connection incredibly.
It's so funny. I was going for a literal interpretation. I was thinking, I have West Virginia, I'm doing banjo music. But this idea that you would choose a rolling classical piece to represent the hills is interesting.
And that was direct comments from a student. There certainly were other students that did that according to what music is played in the region, what the climate and communities are like also.
So where did the idea come from for this school?
It was born, oh, God, probably 10 years ago, around a group of teachers that had a dream, a what-if dream. What if we did this? And we were able to teach subjects along student passions and using those passions.
But the passion is very specifically arts. I mean, it's not just any student passion.
And it's not just the visual art. It is arts, and I use arts pretty collectively, whether it's dance, whether it's theater, whether it's the visual art or the performing arts.
Would there be dancing in a math class?
Could be.
How do you figure out which kids should be in this school as opposed to a more traditional program?
Okay, and I'm going to break off a little bit here and say that it isn't a school. We have an elementary within our system that is doing instruction this way. We have a middle school that's taking the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade piece to that, and we have a high school. And it's really a student raising their hand and say, pick me, pick me. They do an interview, they do an application, but it's not around we don't want you. It's around what is your passion and how do we use that passion to explore.
Do you turn kids away?
We have not.
Now, is the idea that the students will become artists?
No. I mean, absolutely, some of those students do have the passion to take it as a career path. But it's students that are passionate about it. They like to listen to music. They like to do art. And we're going to use that passion to engage them in the learning and to help them get thinking critical about things.
Now, Dave, this may sound like I'm the spoiler here, but I wonder if kids in this environment, I mean, I can imagine there are many reasons that they love it, but is there a kind of reckoning that happens when they leave school, they go to college, or they go into the workforce, or they take the CSAP exam, and arts just don't play that big a role? Life doesn't look like it did in the classroom.
No, and you're exactly right. I think life is very different, and there is art in life, and there is music in life, and people go to the theater, and people go to the movies, and the people do go to concerts and listen. Life has art in it, where in some cases the CSAP and the accountability around testing and reading, writing, and math has taken us away from really what life is like. But I would also say that science classroom is still working toward the Colorado State Standards in Science. And what we have given the teacher a tool for is to increase student engagement, increase student attendance, and increase students' minds on around those content that's being taught.
Is there a risk, though, of when that student goes into a workplace, you don't dance out the solution necessarily. You don't play music to get to the solution.
Correct, but you do use your mind and you do use your creative thought around those solutions. And that's kind of what we're tapping with the arts and using arts in the classroom.
Now, let me ask you about the teachers. How do you prepare them?
We do a large amount of professional development with our teachers. We couple with UNC, and they provide summer workshops for us, a two-week workshop on integrating art into a classroom. We also do Saturday workshops through the school year to where our teachers, even community members, could come in and say, for instance, take a Saturday workshop on infusing theater into a content classroom and how to use drama, whether it be role-playing, whether it be, you know, the traditional drama type, or whether it be taking on new roles in a discussion.
UNC, the University of Northern Colorado, are
Yes.
you working with their arts department or their education department?
Both.
Both, okay.
Yeah.
You know, we heard from Elaine Mariner earlier of the Colorado Council on the Arts, and their recent study found money and time are barriers to arts education. So are those obstacles at Loveland?
Yes. I use the analogy an awful lot with the focus on standardized testing. It has put students as well as teachers on a treadmill. And that treadmill is just going and going and going. And it's going at a pretty good clip. If a student or a teacher stumbles and falls, that time doesn't allow teachers or students to catch back up. It's, you know what, I'm sorry you fell, but we've got to move on. And that's kind of the traditional way of looking at things. As districts look at what can we do, we're providing tools for teachers to slow that treadmill down. integrating arts into the classroom helps with that.
I guess I don't understand how art slows the treadmill.
It gives students a tool to grasp the concepts easier and quicker.
And then on the question of money, is it more expensive to do this, to teach this way?
I wouldn't say when it's all given and done, it's not any more expensive. But getting the teachers trained, there's an expense to that. Getting the programs and the materials that you need up front into the classroom, there is a cost to that.
Well, lastly, do you know if this is working? I mean, can you say, compared, for instance, to other kids in the district or other kids in the state, these kids are doing better because of this?
We don't have the actual standardized test data done. We do have a lot of anecdotal data, and we do have our attendance data that shows, yes, these students are engaged in school, they are attending school higher. But we don't have the test data to say, yes, they are scoring higher yet. Do we expect them to be? Yes, we do.
Hopefully you'll tell us when you have it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir, for being with us.
Thank you.
Dave Stewart is Program Director of the Loveland Integrated School of the Arts, or LISA.